Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, the desperate search for survivors after one of the strongest earthquakes to hit Turkey and Syria in nearly 100 years, killing thousands and changing the lives of millions forever. The devastating destruction, with thousands of buildings collapsing. Tonight, the international rescue operation and the tense moments as children are pulled from the rubble. The Navy divers searching the coast of South Carolina for debris from that Chinese spy balloon. The news today about three other balloons that went undetected during the Trump administration. Toxic train wreck, the dangerous material released after a train crash in Ohio near Pennsylvania. Tonight, the governor worried about the hundreds of families with children that haven't evacuated. Neo-Nazi arrested. The FBI accuses two people of trying to, quote, completely destroy Baltimore by attacking the city's power grid. Close call on the tarmac. The new investigation tonight after two planes nearly collide in Austin. Important news tonight for Social Security recipients. The largest annual increase in four decades. But is it enough to help with the soaring cost of groceries? And music's biggest night. And Beyoncé's historic Grammy win.
This is the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell, reporting tonight from New York.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we begin a new week together. There are new developments tonight in the Chinese balloon story. The Pentagon revealing today that the U.S. Navy has collected a majority of that Chinese aircraft shot down over the weekend off the South Carolina coast. And the senior U.S. general responsible for bringing down that balloon making a stunning admission. There were four more spy balloons, one under President Joe Biden and three during the Trump administration. We're going to have more on that in just a moment. The other big headline, officials in Ohio and Pennsylvania are closely monitoring that toxic situation after a train derailment. Communities are under evacuation orders and some people refusing to leave their home. But first, nearly 4,000 people are dead after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit Turkey and Syria. The death toll is climbing after the collapse of thousands of buildings. Rescue crews are still searching for survivors. So far, nearly 8,000 people have been rescued. And the United States joining more than 20 other countries to pledge aid in support of Turkey. CBS's Chris Livesay was going to start us off tonight from Istanbul. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. As many as 20,000 people may have been killed, according to the World Health Organization. Now, that initial powerful quake struck just after 4 a.m. as most people were sleeping, followed by an unusually strong second earthquake and dozens of aftershocks.
Buildings collapse faster than people can flee, killing thousands and trapping countless more. This little girl is one of the lucky ones to escape. Others, still trapped beneath their crumbling homes, post videos to social media begging for help. On the surface, a grandmother desperately searches for her daughter and 18-month-old grandson. The bitter cold and snow are making rescue efforts even more grueling. Tens of thousands of wounded crowd into hospitals. Children shake from both the freezing temperatures and the trauma as the death toll balloons. Around the epicenter, little has been spared. Gaziantep's historic castle, which stood for more than two millennia, now in ruins. The president of Turkey is calling it his country's worst disaster in more than 80 years. On the border with Syria, it's a region that's riddled with fault lines and civil war. After more than a decade of dodging bombs and gunfire, the White Helmet volunteers must once again pull small survivors from the rubble.
We need the international community to do something to help us, to support us. Northwest Syria now, it's a disaster area. We need help from everyone to save our people.
This newborn could not be saved. The father grieves in agony. Like so many here, he survived a war only to witness new horrors impossible to fathom.
Tonight, tens of thousands of people are now homeless, trapped in this freezing cold and snow. Nora, the United States has announced that in order to help that international aid effort, it's sending two 79-person search and rescue crews.
The world trying to help. Chris Liv, say thank you so much. And we're learning that new information about the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina over the weekend. Today, a top Air Force general said the Navy will check to see if there were any explosives or hazardous materials on board. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House tonight.
Tonight, President Biden is defending his handling of the Chinese spy balloon.
I told the Defense Department to shoot it down as soon as it was appropriate.
On Saturday, a fighter jet shot it into the Atlantic Ocean after the balloon first entered the U.S. airspace on January 28th. Over the next 7 days, it flew over or near four military sites in Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, and Missouri, and was eventually shot down along the South Carolina coast. This cell phone video shows U.S. Navy personnel on Sunday with what appears to be a white deflated balloon laying across two different boats. Republicans are furious that the balloon was even able to cross into U.S. airspace.
He allowed a full week for the Chinese to conduct spying operations over the United States, over sensitive military installations.
The Pentagon assesses that the balloon was up to 200 feet tall, with a debris field the size of 15 by 15 football fields. China claims it was a weather balloon that veered off course, calling the U.S. response unacceptable and an overreaction.
Does the balloon weaken U.S.-Chinese relations?
No. We made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position.
The White House says similar Chinese spy balloons entered U.S. airspace at least three times during the Trump years, though this information was discovered after the prior administration left. Biden officials would not say how or when they found out about those balloons. While China also uses satellites, balloons are easier to maneuver, can stay longer over one area, and are cheaper.
Today, a top aerospace defense commander acknowledged that the Pentagon has missed Chinese balloon threats in the past, blaming it on, quote, an awareness gap that he says the U.S. has to figure out. President Biden says this balloon episode will not change his State of the Union address tomorrow night.
Yeah, Nora? Just stunning to hear the Pentagon admit that. Weijia Jiang, thank you. Well, tonight, mandatory evacuation orders have been extended in Ohio and Pennsylvania, with residents being told to leave their homes immediately after a train carrying hazardous material derailed near the state border. Well, this afternoon, authorities conducted a controlled release of some of those toxic chemicals to reduce the threat of a catastrophic explosion. Reporter Erica Mokay from our Pittsburgh station, KDKA, is there.
Tonight, the scene is still active and dangerous as flames continue to burn this tangled train wreck for a fourth straight day. The company that owns the train blasted small holes in five of the cars to drain them of vinyl chloride, a highly toxic and flammable chemical known to cause cancer.
Based on the amount of material in there, it could burn anywhere from 1 hour to 3 hours.
Officials say they chose a controlled explosion rather than risk a catastrophic one that could have hurled deadly shrapnel up to a mile away.
If we don't do that, the car could continue to polymerize and the entire car will break apart. We can't control where that goes.
The train had been on its way from Madison, Illinois to Conway, Pennsylvania Friday when authorities say an axle on a rail car apparently failed about 50 miles northwest of Pittsburgh, sending several cars careening off the tracks. About 2,000 residents within a one-mile radius were ordered to evacuate. Last night, the roughly 500 people who stayed were threatened with arrest by the county sheriff's office.
You need to leave. You just need to leave. We're ordering you to leave. This is a matter of life and death.
Nate Velez fled his home with his son.
And my boy, he's only 9. He's freaking out, so we hightailed it and loaded up and left.
What did it sound like out there?
Like the apocalypse.
There have been no deaths or injuries. The company that owns these rail cars says that planned explosion tonight was successful and those hazardous materials are now burning off. And to give you some perspective, that plume of smoke was seen on radar. Nora.
Erica Mokay, thank you so much. Well, tonight, a woman from Maryland and a convicted neo-Nazi from Florida are charged in an alleged plot to attack Baltimore's power grid. The FBI calls Sarah Clendaniel and Brandon Russell racially or ethnically motivated extremists. Investigators say Russell hatched the plot to shoot multiple energy substations while communicating last year with an FBI informant, calling it, quote, the greatest thing somebody can do. Now he's under arrest. Well, tragedy was nearly averted at an airport in Texas this weekend. The FAA and NTSB are investigating a near collision of two planes at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport on Saturday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more.
18 left, clear to land.
Clear to land, 18 left, FedEx 1432 heavy.
A FedEx 767 was just minutes from touching down at Austin's airport Saturday morning in foggy weather when air traffic controllers gave Southwest Flight 708 permission to take off from the same runway.
Runway 18 left, clear for takeoff. Traffic 3 mile final is a heavy 767.
OCAS 170, clear for takeoff, 18 left, copy the traffic.
Preliminary data shows the FedEx jet passing directly over the Southwest 737 and the 128 people on board.
Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
No one was hurt, but it appears the planes were separated by only about 75 feet before the FedEx pilots pulled up.
The tail on this Boeing 737 is about 41 feet above the ground. So this was potentially a very close event.
Former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt.
It was the FedEx crew that first identified the problem and then executed the go around.
How did the controllers not see that?
That's going to be one of the main questions that the NTSB is going to want to find out.
Just last month, another near disaster was averted when an American Airlines 777 taxied in front of a departing Delta flight at New York's Kennedy Airport. The Delta pilots slammed on the brakes to avoid a collision. FAA data shows at least 14 runway incursions involving airliners over the last 10 years where a serious collision was narrowly avoided. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Phoenix.
We turn now to the economy and your money. In January, Social Security recipients received their largest annual increase in four decades as the government tries to compensate for the sharp rise in inflation. But with almost everything costing more, from gas to groceries, that increase doesn't go as far as you might think. Here's CBS's Carter Evans with tonight's Money Watch.
The only way 81-year-old Judy Allen can afford her groceries
is with government assistance.
I get SNAP, or food stamps, they used to call them.
She struggles to make ends meet on a monthly Social Security benefit of about $1,000. That includes this year's cost of living increase of 8.7%, $80 more for Alan, wiped out by inflation.
It's really not enough for anybody. Our rent went up, food goes up. So really, we're not getting a raise.
Nearly half the people in this country do not have access to a retirement plan at work. Neither did Alan, so she moved to Montana where she thought her money would go further.
Moving to Montana was basically my dream retirement. I figured the golden years were going to be wonderful.
It's an individual story, but it's an increasingly universal experience.
Ramsey Alwyn, president of the National Council on Aging, says potential legislation to reduce Social Security and Medicare benefits could hurt millions.
So Social Security is all they have. For one in four, it is more than 90% of their income in retirement.
So what are you telling people who are about to retire in the next couple of years and they're just now realizing that Social Security isn't going to cut it?
If you want and need and can work longer, think about it. Consider delaying Social Security.
Without a Section 8 government housing voucher, it would take almost all of Alan's Social Security check just to cover rent.
Sometimes you feel, gosh, am I going to have to go out and get a job again? Well, I'm 81 years old. Who's going to hire me?
Now, keep this in mind if you're trying to max out your benefits. Every year that you postpone filing for Social Security, the amount you get goes up by 8%. Now, financial experts say it's never too late to start saving for retirement and take advantage of some of those tax benefits that certain retirement accounts offer. Nora?
That's good information. CBS's Carter Evans, thank you so much. Well, turning now to the war in Ukraine, officials there say Russia is assembling more troops as it prepares for a new military offensive tied to the war's one-year anniversary. Russia has been relying on mercenary soldiers from the notorious Wagner Group. CBS's Deborah Pattis spoke to one member in an exclusive interview.
A hired gun, no longer calling the shots. We met Wagner mercenary Vlad being held by Ukrainian military intelligence. The murky Kremlin-backed paramilitary group has been leading the charge in the bloody battle for Bakhmut, bolstered by convicts recruited from Russian penal colonies. Vlad said he'd already served over half of a three-year jail term when he accepted a devil's deal, fighting in Ukraine for freedom and cash.
Wagner's like a meat grinder. They don't care if you return home.
He was pitted against Ukrainian tanks with little more than a rifle.
Our brothers were getting killed in huge numbers. There were mountains of bodies.
Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was filmed surveying some of those bodies piled high at a makeshift morgue near the front line. Their final destination, a special cemetery in Russia filled with freshly dug graves. And if Prigozhin's new recruits refuse to fight?
You're just killed. That's it. If you don't agree with an order, you're simply killed.
And did you see this happen?
Yes. One of the fighters was too scared to fight. They made him dig his own grave and shot him.
He claims he saw three other comrades executed with a bullet to the head, but insists he played no part.
There are specially trained people to do that, a security group that can do anything to you.
If he could turn back time, he says he'd choose the brutality of a Russian prison cell over the carnage of a Ukrainian battlefield. Deborah Pada, CBS News, Kyiv.
A massive inferno ripped through a furniture warehouse in a Chicago suburb today. That story is next.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A massive fire burned for hours today at a sprawling 230,000-square-foot furniture warehouse in a Chicago suburb. Several buildings nearby were damaged. The massive cloud of smoke could be seen for miles. Luckily, no one was hurt. Big ticketing changes coming to America's largest movie theater. Details next. AMC movie theaters will soon begin charging more for the best seats in the house. A new three-tiered ticket system starts this Friday at AMC theaters in New York, Chicago, and Kansas City. Front row seats will be among the lowest priced, with those in the middle costing more. Popcorn, still expensive. All right, the biggest moments at the Grammys. That's next.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Finally tonight, it was a night of celebration and history at the 65th annual Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian with the biggest moments from music's biggest night.
We are witnessing history tonight.
Beyoncé, officially the GOAT of the Grammys.
I'm trying to just receive this night.
Queen Bee reigning with her 32nd win, the most of anyone ever.
You changed my life.
Lizzo paid tribute after her own win.
The way you made me feel, I was like, I want to make people feel this way with my music.
The highest honor, Album of the Year, going to Harry Styles. But the night's biggest winners were music fans. Performances by Smokey Robinson.
Tears of a clown, no one around.
Stevie Wonder with Chris Stapleton.
Sleepers, just stop sleeping, cause it won't be so long.
And not the rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
And the night scene stealer.
Yes, the rebel, well,
an epic tribute to 50 years of hip-hop by decades of its legends. A high-powered celebration of our universal language, music. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, New York.
And what a night. And a reminder, CBS News primetime coverage of President Biden's second State of the Union address and the Republican response will begin tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on CBS. We hope you can join us. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
Steve.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.